Hi, welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Father, tonight we begin by praying for a lot of things, and one by one we'll take the topics. And Lord, we just say tonight that many people are also believing for a breakthrough, and tomorrow night, this is Prayer October, set aside as the month of the year marked by intense prayer to God. And so, Father, we pray tonight. The first thing I want to lift up to the people is a situation which is the wife of Pastor Mark Bredenkamp and Destiny in Durban. She's been battling with cancer for some time. And tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, we've seen you heal this thing. And Lord, we've declared war on cancer, and she's gone through a lot of deep waters, and Mark is really believing God for a breakthrough. So this is a pastor's wife, and they're servants of the Lord, and we take authority over that spirit of cancer that's attacking her, and Satan, in the name of Jesus, we bind you in Jesus' name, and we break your power in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We loose the healing power of the wounds of Jesus right now. The healing power of the wounds of Jesus, we just loose it into our body in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray the punishment of her peace was upon Jesus, and by his stripes she is healed. And so, Father, we want to thank you. Quickly give the Lord a praise offering. Mikal is touched by God, and the spirit of death and the spirit of cancer is bound in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Let's do it right now. Everybody start cycling and praying as you feel comfortable. You can walk and pray, prayer walk, or you can sit and pray, whatever. But right now, we're lifting up Mikal for a breakthrough. And everybody that's either threatened by cancer or experiences cancer, tonight is the night that we come against that spirit of sickness. It is a thing that is a problem in this hour, and we come against that thing, and we break the curse of cancer on this planet in Jesus' name. And we pray for breakthroughs, not only with Mikal, but with everybody that is touched by what we're praying about. So let's go. Let's start praying. Let's go. Everybody just get very intense. Pray a prayer as if it was for yourself. Pray a prayer that touches God. Just pray powerfully in the spirit and with the understanding as you wish. And let's believe God for once to break this plague of cancer. Starting with Mikal, and then also anybody else that's listening or watching us right now on the internet, you're suffering. We bind that spirit of death. We bind that spirit of cancer by whatever name it carries in Jesus Christ's name. Both the spirit of cancer and the spirit of death. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you give your angels charge over these people. Send them out to protect them and build a hedge of protection around them. Let's go. Let's pray in the spirit.
Shanda la bi andorobo shondo lo bi andara baba sanda, henda la babandi andorobo bosondo lo bi andorobo shondo. Ke rababanda rabi handolo bobo si handa la baba sanda. Oh, rababasianda. Father, we now lift up the nations that are represented here tonight. And Father, as we start this evening's prayer, we think of Daniel, where he was praying for Israel to be delivered from their 70 years of captivity. We think of our nation that has been caught captive and nations that have been caught captive by the hand of the devil with all sorts of situations that are going on in the nations. We think, Father, of this prayer where he says, I turned to the Lord God, Lord, and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. That, Father, he went through a time as we are of fasting as well and prayer. And Lord, he said, I prayed, and this is our prayer now for our nation, for the nations represented. We pray to the Lord our God, and we confess tonight. We say, Lord, you are great. You are an awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant. You keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. But Lord, we as a nation and nations have sinned. And we have done wrong in the eyes of God. We have rebelled against you as a nation. We have scorned your commandments and your regulations. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets, who spoke on your authority to our kings, the princes, and the ancestors, to all the people of the land. Lord, you are in the right. But as you see, our faces this evening are covered in shame for our nation. Our faces are covered in shame, and Lord, we come to you in true repentance, asking for your forgiveness. But Lord, you are merciful, you are forgiving, even though we as a nation and nations have rebelled against you. We have not obeyed the Lord our God. We have not followed your instructions that you gave us through your servants, prophets. Therefore, Lord our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people out of Egypt. We pray now that you rescue our nation in Jesus' name in a great display of power. But we have sinned and we know that we are full of wickedness. But Lord, in view of all your faithful mercies, we turn to you, Father. We turn to you. We turn to you for forgiveness. We ask that you will touch our land. We ask that you will heal the land of South Africa, of France, of America, of England, of Switzerland, of the nations that are represented here. We ask that you forgive our land, Lord, that you turn the heart of the king whichever direction you wanted to go, that Father, you will revive your church. We pray for this in the name of Jesus, and everybody agreed and said, give the Lord a praise offering.
Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray for this. Let's just press in. The evening is still early, but let's just press in. It's gonna build up. It's gonna build up. This is like a volcano in the spirit, and soon it's going to erupt. And God is in this place. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord that we approach you, O God. And Lord, your word declares in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, Lord, then you will see and you will hear. But we have to turn from our wicked ways, O God. Then you will forgive our sins and heal this land. Father, I want to stay very close to this topic right now. And we're going to pray for restoration in this nation. I know that Pastor Harold later is going to pray for revival. But Lord, when you restore something, you always make it better than what it ever was before. So Father in heaven, we ask in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, that you will bring healing and restoration to the brokenness in this land and its precious people, O God. Father, do not allow the enemy to continue to sow the seeds of fear and hopelessness. But in Jesus' name we pray that you will bring full restoration to the church. Lord, I believe with all of my heart, with every intercessor, that you're about to bring a mighty, mighty restoration in our nation. Therefore, Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Psalm 37:5 says, Lord, tonight we commit South Africa, we commit our ways unto the Lord, and we trust in you, O Lord, so that you will bring peace to pass in our land. We ask you, Father, to bring forth your righteousness as the light and justice as the noonday. We rest in the Lord, and Father, we wait patiently for the manifestation of the full restoration of your church in South Africa, and indeed in France and Europe and America, and wherever people are praying with us. We pray, Lord, that you will break down the walls of division in our nation, that are the remnants of apartheid, will go in the name of Jesus, that we will have unity in our nation, O God. Father, that there will be a full restoration between all races across the planet. And Father, Isaiah 6:1 says, now come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn so he may heal us. He has stricken, but he may bind us up again, O God. Father, we pray for your presence to be manifest in this nation and indeed every other nation. You will keep us in perfect peace, O God, because we call upon you and our minds are stayed upon you and we trust in you. Father, we ask therefore for a complete restoration in this beautiful nation and in every other nation where people pray. Lord, that you will make it better than it was ever before in Jesus' name. So let's press in now, be serious and pray for full restoration in our government, in our judicial system, in our education system, in the medical and the science systems, oh God. Lord, everywhere that you will just bring that full restoration in Jesus' name. Come, let's pray for that now. Oh, that's right. Let's the music play and let us pray. Let us pray. Be serious as you've never been before. Restoration, oh God. Oh, you are the God of restoration in our families, in our nation, and in every department of this nation, and America, and Europe, and France, wherever people are praying. Come, let's listen to the music and pray. Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah, Father God, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful weekend. We thank you that we may enter your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, O God. Lord, that we may enter boldly into the throne room of grace and peace and mercy. And tonight we humble ourselves, O God. Lord, who are we? We say tonight that you are the Lord God Almighty. Father, everything submits to you, O God, and we pray tonight and we lift up the governments of this world, and especially tonight, South Africa, O God. Lord, you've done a great thing. You've done a wonderful thing in our midst. Father, you've spoken through your prophets, and you've said that things will change. And Lord, it has started, and you've done it, O God, and we thank you tonight that you've done a great thing in our midst. But, oh God, we continue as we stand united. We stand in the presence of God. And tonight we lift up to you. We lift up South Africa in Jesus' mighty name, Father. And Lord, your word declares that first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So Lord, with this in mind, we bring to you the leaders of the nations of this world and of South Africa. We bring to you Cyril Ramaphosa, our President, Father. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around that man and his family and his friendship circle in Jesus' mighty name. We pray in Jesus' name, Father, that you would continue to convict him of sin, righteousness, and judgment, Father. Lord, give him a soft heart. Give him a tender heart. And Father, endow to him wisdom, supernatural wisdom for that man as he leads this nation, Father. Lord, we come against every work of Satan against him. We strike Satan with the weapons of our warfare, mighty in God, and we pull down every stronghold against him, Father Lord. Lord, no weapon formed against our president, Lord, no weapon formed against him shall succeed. We break the power of Satan across, Lord, the Lord, this continent of Africa. We come against every work of the enemy, against the leadership of South Africa, against the government of this nation, and we bind him from the north, we bind him from the south, we bind him from the east, and we bind him from the west. And Lord, you said that you sought for a man that would stand in the gap. Lord, you have placed your church right there to stand in the gap, and we are standing in the gap for South Africa, for Africa, and for all the nations of this world, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Lord, we pray that the kingdom of God would manifest in our government, in Jesus' mighty name, and all political gatherings. We pray, Father, as we come against every work of Satan, Lord, that would instigate violence and murder and hatred. We break his power in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray for the leaders of this nation, that you would give them wisdom, Lord. Give them, bring unity, Father, in South Africa to the leadership and the political parties in South Africa. We break the power of hatred and discrimination, and we come against racism right now in Jesus' mighty name. We break that in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We pray that you would pour out your love upon your people across, Lord, South Africa, that your people and your church would walk in faith in the power of your Spirit as we bring you honor and glory for the great things you're about to do in this nation. We call by faith those things that are not as though they are. We have hope in the cross of Jesus Christ. And we thank you tonight, oh God. Lord, the anointing breaks the yoke in Jesus' mighty name. Let us continue to pray. Yes, Shabbakata Barabadaba. Lefe Barabadata Bosibribe. Lambarabadabribe.
Zekere and Dandiriba, Salianda de Beco, Zekere and Diriba, Monondiriba, Mononte, Morondi under the bar, Sanalani under the Beco, Zekere and Dandiriba, Oro Tedebe, Sanalani under the Beco, Zekere and Diriba, Mononte, Retiandrubo, Zekere and Diandrubo, Sanalani under the Beb. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, King of Glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you that we know as the church, as the body of Christ, we have been consecrated. We are very distinct. We are different from the rest because of the word of God and because of prayer. And we come before your throne of grace and mercy once more with all humility and lowliness of mind. And we want to thank you, King of Glory, that we have the authority as we pray. We come through the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we therefore pray, may this blood speak better things over the orphans of the entire nation and the widows of nations and other nations of this world, O God. And thank you, O God, that based on your word in Malachi 4, verse number 5, Heavenly Father, that you said in your word you will tend the hearts of the fathers to the children, O God, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And we therefore pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, King of Glory. We know that you are the Father to the orphans and you are the Father even to the lost, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you will comfort them, O God, and you will reveal to all of them the Father's heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Lord, we know you are our greater comfort. You are the restorer. You are the healer of all broken hearts. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will comfort them. You will even comfort the widows, O God. You will comfort all the orphans, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, you will bring them forth in your mighty arms, the arms of mercy and the arms of your grace, O God. You will rewrite their lives, O God. We'll lift them all up in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Lord, become the Father to them. Lord, we pray that you may also become the judge and also the protector to the widows. In the mighty name of Jesus, we therefore pray, even as the church, lift us up, O God, to have hearts to be able to speak life to them, because we know that the power lies in our tongue. Life and death lies in the power of our tongue. Even when we meet these young men and women on the streets, oh God, we want to pray for them. We want to speak life to them. We want to touch them and release the love of God to them. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray that you will also, through the Holy Spirit, through the know-all Spirit of the living God, through the Spirit of power, of might, of counsel, of reference, of wisdom, of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, you will impart the Spirit of hope to those who are hopeless, oh God. You will will impart the spirit of love to those who are loveless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray in Jesus Christ's name that you will fill their hearts with courage. You will fill their hearts with oversight, oh God. You will fill their hearts to be able to tackle the future with you, with confidence, oh God, and with anticipation for what you have in store for them. You have put gold in their hearts, oh God, and we believe with all of our hearts that the enemy will never take that away. We pray in agreement as the church that you will raise them up, oh God. Lord, you will take away the spirit of hatred, of unforgiveness, because they have never known their fathers, they have never known their mothers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, bring healing, oh God, bring comfort, oh God. Draw them to you, Heavenly Father. Use the church. Use us, oh God, as your body to be able to touch their lives. And we therefore pray for provision to the withers, oh God, that their flasks of oil and their containers of flour will never run empty, oh God. Their cupboards will always be filled with plenty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. For you are the protector. You are the provider. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. As the church, we stand in agreement. And church, let's stand in agreement and pray in the spirit. Morondi under the back of Seker and Dandan Diribam, Sibidibidi under the base, Sanali under the babe.
Almighty Father God, it is with such thanksgiving and praise that we come before you this evening, Lord. As it was mentioned earlier, Father, when we commenced with this prayer October 3 years ago, every single time, Lord, you have come and you've blessed us with your rain, Lord. In many times and in many of those occasions, Lord, this nation was stricken with drought, Lord, in calamitous situations. But it is you, Lord, who have come and who have broken through for us every single time. So we come, Lord, that we will not be like the 9 lepers, Lord, who did not come back to say thank you for when they were healed. But we come as that 1 leper, Lord, who came and thanked you and praised you. And this is we, Lord, coming as South Africa with thanksgiving and praise for what you have been doing in this nation, Lord. It was not long ago, Lord, when the people gathered and they were speaking all kinds of negative things concerning the rain, blaming went forth, and Lord, people were so astounded and they were so hopeless, Lord, because this was not a thing that could be solved by the natural effort of man, Lord. It forced the church, the body of Christ, to start touching hands and reach out, to go on our knees and to entreat unto you and to seek your face, Lord, because this was a thing that only you could intervene and to come and change. And oh, Almighty God, how you have not come and how you have answered prayers, Lord. So we humble ourselves in this evening to thank you, Father, for what you've been doing. And specifically, Lord, we think about the Western Cape region. If it was not 4 months ago, Lord, where the dam levels were at such critical places, Lord, that various ideas and plans were made, Lord, to bring in new forms of water supply, but then you came in 4 months. You have increased the water levels by more than 50% through the rain that you have sent, that up until today, Lord, the dam levels, the water levels in the Western Cape is sitting at above 70%. What a wonderful God we serve. And let us give praise to God, Lord, who answers our prayers. Yes, lift up your voices and sing praises to our God who answers prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, that you've heard our prayers. And then, Lord, we turned our attention to the Eastern Cape and the Southern Cape, and we are praying and we continue to pray. And yes, Lord, there was one dam, the Churchill Dam, that 4 weeks ago, that dam level was sitting at 12%. Now it is sitting at 100%, Lord, and we praise your name because of it, Lord. There was one dam that's sitting at 6%, and now it is more than 50% full. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this nation, that you are answering prayers, that we can come before you and, Lord, present before you our prayer request, and knowing, Lord, that you incline your ear to us, that you bend down from heaven and hear our prayers. So we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you, therefore, Lord, that we also wait in great anticipation, Lord, that your spiritual rain will come, that we wait, we tarry, we hunger, and we thirst after your righteousness. And we give you praise and honor and glory for this, Lord. Lord, there's the scripture that just is so evident for South Africa in this time, in Zechariah 10 verses 1. It says, ask the Lord for rain, and he will send the rain in the springtime. The Lord will send the thunderclouds, and he will send the rain, and your lands, your fields will be a lush pasture. It is now the season in South Africa of springtime, Lord, and we bring the scripture before you, and we call the rain from heavens, because that is who we look to. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Father, have mercy on this nation. Send the rain where the rain is needed. Lord, increase the water supplies, the dam levels, the parchment areas, Lord, so that even our farmlands and our agricultural sector will stand in awe at the amazement of what our God does. And we thank you, Lord, that the rain is coming. Lord, please look unto us and have mercy upon us and hear our prayers, that we may come again and continue to do so, to praise you and to honor you and to thank you for what you are doing. Therefore, Lord, speak to the storehouses in the heavens. Command your clouds, form them together, send them to South Africa, send them all over the world where rain is needed. Let the body of Christ stand and united and receive what you have called, Lord, so that your rain will fall, the latter rain and the former rain, the rain in season and out of season, so that all will stand in awe and declare the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only name above every other name, to whom we bow down, to whom we praise you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Oh, come on, let's get very intense with the Lord. We need to just ratchet up the volume of our prayers and become very intense. We need to pray with power to get results. We need to pray as if it's the very last prayer that you ever pray. So speak with volume, speak with power, and do it right now in the name of Jesus. Let the music play. Let the people pray.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, King of Kings. Thank you. We thank you, Yahweh Sabaoth, the God of the armies of Israel. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, O God, as we speak Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And Father, tonight, once more, we want to say thank you. Thank you for protecting and keeping our nation through economic challenges and hardships. Thank you, O God, that all business sectors of the economy, Lord, the retail sector, agricultural sector, mining, tourism, financial sector, transport and governmental sectors, Lord, we thank you that we see that in the name of Jesus, seeing that's beyond the cross of Calvary, that you will bring forth growth and stability in this nation in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, O God, that during financial difficulties, it is your mercy, it is your grace that sustains us, O God. We stand here tonight in the name of Jesus, and we rest on your word and the promises of your word that declares that this entire world, according to Psalm 24, belongs to you. Everything in it and the people who inhabit it belong to you, O God. It is you who supplies. It is you who gives us abundance, O God. You sustain us, O God, in times of lack, and we stand on the promises of your word. Philippians chapter number 4:19 says, you will always supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings that are resting upon us. We thank you that you send prosperity on us. You're sending abundance, O God. You're sending increase, O God. Thank you. Thank you for the promises of your word in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4:18, O God. We who said in the word, we fix our eyes not on what it is seen, but on what it is unseen. We therefore speak by faith in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thanking you, Lord, that you will always want to bless this nation. You will always want to bless us as individuals, as families in this nation and all the nations of the world. Lord, we thank you not only that you are able to do whatever, but Lord, you are always willing and abundantly so, O God, through a very abundant heart to bless us as a nation. Lord, your word says in Psalm 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And this nation of South Africa belongs to you. Jesus is Lord of South Africa in the name that is above. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. For Jesus is the Lord of this nation. The people has chosen and the people has Jesus as their own inheritance, O God. In the name of Jesus, we therefore, Lord, thank you. In your kingdom there is no lack. We will never lack any good thing in the land of the living. Actually, in your kingdom, O God, there is overflowing. In your kingdom, O God, there is abundance. Therefore, let's give the Lord another thank offering. That abundance is coming our way because we speak prophetically. Thank you, King of Glory. Our economy, it's not in the hands of the world. Our economy, it's in the hands of God, who is capable of doing more than enough. The God who is capable of doing the miraculous. We pray that you will turn things around, O God, in this nation, O God. We speak your word, for God, it's our refuge and our strength. Lord, we thank you then. You are forever our present help in times of trouble. We thank you, King of Glory, and we give you all the praises. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we'll lift up this nation, O God. We'll lift up every ministerial office and departmental responsibilities of this nation, O God, that there is no money that will go unnoticed. That we will have responsibility and we will have God being in control. Raise up men and women of integrity in our economy, men and women who will know how to handle finances. We pray for financial wisdom, financial viability. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, release that right now in Jesus Christ's name. Let's give the Lord another praise offering. Let's shout hallelujah, for God is in control. He loves this nation. Shout hallelujah, church. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Rechiando robo sanana di andere be. Che rechiando robo sanana di andere be monon de. Rechiando robo sanana di andere be
monon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. Your word declares in 1 John 5:19 that we know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Lord, that is true. There is a curse of sin on this planet, but we know that the greater one lives on the inside of us. Christ Jesus reigns, and he has given us that power and that authority to bind and to loose and to trample on all the serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the evil one. And Isaiah 45:8 says, rain down you heavens from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation and the righteousness spring up. And I, the Lord, have created it. Father, your word is true. You asked us to pray for righteousness to prevail in this earth. And James 3:18 says, now the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace by those who make peace. And we know that righteousness exalts a nation. Proverbs 14:34. But sin is a reproach to any people. We pray tonight, Father, that all this, the fruit of corruption and bribery, be rooted out from our nations, O God. We declare war tonight on bribery and all the corruption. Father, the billions and billions that have disappeared because of unjust behavior, we pray tonight for a righteous president, for a righteous deputy president, for a righteous government, for a righteous premiers, O God, for righteous mayors, O God. And we pray, O God, that you will remove all unrighteous leaders in Jesus' name. We ask it and we prophesy tonight a righteous South Africa, a righteous France, a righteous Europe, a righteous America, a righteous world, O God, for your glory. Lord, we know you hate bribery. You hate corruption, O God. But Father, you stand for righteousness. And therefore, Lord, we vow tonight, we will walk in righteousness and you will come through. South Africa indeed shall be called paradise again. Hallelujah. Every nation where people pray, where God reigns, goodness will follow for your glory, O God, in Jesus' name. Let's pray against all this bribery and corruption to be exposed for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Moshoto mosebedebedeben. Roko tomoko soboto.
Father God, we seek your face and we ask you that you will transform our leaders into men and women of compassion and love, and will have a heart for the nation. Father God, that they would turn from their selfish ways. Any person, Lord, that stands in a position, Father, for himself or herself, that you would remove such persons, Lord, from those positions, and that you would appoint, Lord, people of righteousness that we call in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we pray for the government officials in our nation and across the world, where everyone with us take hands in the Spirit right now. We pray that the works of darkness will be exposed and all unfruitful works will be identified and rectified and nullified in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we therefore come with confidence and asking the Lord to bring about change, and establish the kingdom of God in our nations in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Lord, we come against all negativity, all words spoken, Lord, in negativity. We nullify and we cancel death in Jesus' mighty name. This night we speak life.
We command the dead bones to live, oh God. We speak life to our nations. We speak life to our leaders. We speak life, Lord, to business leaders. We speak life to every sector of our economy. And we say in Jesus' mighty name, live, live, live in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Now we resist the enemy. We come against him, Lord, the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And this night we break his power over our leaders and the leaders of this nation, Father. Lord, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit, O God, upon the leadership of this nation, O God. Lord, turn them into people who will bow their knees to Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we pray for that. In vain we labor. If God does not build this house, we pray that you build this house, Father. Lord, that this beautiful tree that you are busy raising up, that it would grow, Lord. It would grow and bear much fruit in Jesus' mighty name. This we ask you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Shepakataba.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, many nations are connected via the internet, and people from many nations, Lord, are busy praying and calling upon your name. Lord, tonight we pray not only for our nation, but for all the nations, for a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray. In the last days, the Bible says, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. The Bible says, repent, therefore be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you come upon us as the former and the latter rain in the first month. We thank you, Lord, as it's written in the Word, so it will be in the natural. As it is in the Spirit, so it will manifest in the natural. We pray for all these nations. We pray for a worldwide revival. We pray for church leaders everywhere, that they will be re-inspired and re-fired, so to speak. That, Father, men of God and women of God everywhere will have an encounter, even those that are connected on the internet, those from all the churches, wherever they are. We pray, Father, wide across the world, wherever people are with us, even in countries where Christ is still persecuted, we pray for those leaders, we pray for them all. And we thank you, Father, that there comes a worldwide revival. We pray for the restoration of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits, tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. We pray it in the name of Jesus, that you would pour out your Spirit on the land. That, Lord, as we receive the natural rain, so it will be in the Spirit. And we pray, Father, that there's a major change coming. Let there be a revival in every country. Tonight, we pray for the USA. And Lord, I know they speak a language. And this language is like USA, USA, USA. Tonight we say the same to you, USA and revival. We say, pour out your Spirit on that land. This is their season. USA, receive in the name of Jesus. Receive a move of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This is the time. And Father, we pray for France and all the French-speaking nations. And the German people. And we pray, Lord, that you will touch them also. And that, Lord, there will be such a gathering of souls and disciples. And the army of the Lord will rise. And you will restore the gifts of the Spirit there also. We pray for them. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all the nations. Also for your people, Israel. We pray for those that labor within Israel. Those who are ministers, who are trying to spread the gospel, even Jewish people that are trying to convert people. Make it easy for them, Lord. It is the hour. It is the time. This is the time. Here in South Africa, we pray that you pour out the Holy Spirit upon the entire country. Lord, I have a word that says, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Lord, so therefore, let the altars of the devil fall. Let the strongholds of Satan fall. Let those things that the enemy has been doing far and wide, causing much damage in many countries, let those things come down. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Grant your people spiritual authority and the anointing, the authority of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We pray from Cape Town to Messina, from coast to coast, from border to border, across the border, those people from other countries, we pray from border to border that your spirit will move at once and that you will take this world by surprise. Lord, there's a lot of unbelief, and the people have been victimizing Christianity, have been victimizing the Jewish people. We come against that thing in the name of Jesus, and we break every curse that has been spoken against the body of Christ. We bind every spirit that is opposing the marching of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Now pour out your spirit. We pray it right now. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit upon the churches. Every praying church tonight, let them have revival tomorrow. Tomorrow night, big celebration. Let them have revival. Let there be a move of God. Let there be a move of God. Yes, Lord, by stretching forth your hand to grant signs, wonders, miracles, raise up the army of the Lord and let us encounter the forces of darkness, because the devil has nowhere to run. And we are here with authority and power, and we can break his curse at any time because we happen to be the body of Christ, and we have the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. And Father, therefore, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the outpouring of the Spirit and an international revival. We pray that people everywhere will find themselves in new inspiration, the inspiration to pray, to read the Word, to obey, to assemble with other believers, to be in the body of Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name. And we stand on our feet. Let's give the Lord a praise offering right now. Oh, come on, let's praise God. Come on, let's praise God. Shout hallelujah. These people over here, shout hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, it is a strange thing that while praying, the prophetic anointing begins to come on me. And as I'm now here, I could prophesy quite a lot. And I could do a lot of that because I see things now. Again, the Lord is revealing. But we are at 7:30 and we are at the end of this prayer session. So will you raise your hands everywhere, all around the world, wherever you are, you're watching us, raise your hands and say with us, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give God a good praise offering right now. Shout hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, God bless you. Tomorrow's the next session. Hope you enjoyed that. That was just like, wow, it's like an oven. God bless you.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.